I'm Alexis Davies with USA Today. 4th of July fireworks and pets don't always mix well. Often animals have frantic reactions to the loud bangs of the holiday. It's a recurring problem for pets every 4th of July, and this year is shaping up to be especially bad. That's because many Americans are looking forward to a more normal and much louder 4th of July this year after pandemic restrictions canceled last year's festivities. Pets don't dislike fireworks because they're unpatriotic. It's a built-in feature of their advanced hearing. Nadine Zinada, a veterinary dermatologist from Blue Pearl Pet Hospital in Tampa, Florida, said part of pets' sensitivity to sound stems from their wide range of hearing, which allows them to process a litany of sounds. She said dogs can hear about twice as many sound frequencies as people and four times the distance humans can hear. And for dogs, hearing sound is not just an auditory perception. It's a full-body sensory experience. Zinara said dogs' ears, which are designed to kind of funnel sounds, contribute to their sensitivity to loud noises. Since sound is also transmitted through vibrations, she said dogs can perceive both audible and vibrational sounds, meaning they can hear and feel sound. Ben Williamson, programs director at the animal rights group World Animal Protection, said although much of science's dialogue on animals and loud noises tends to center on dogs because of canine sharp hearing, all kinds of pets can be adversely affected by loud noises. Cats, small rodents, even horses. So what can you do to help your stressed out pet? Experts suggest creating a safe haven for your pet. Find a quiet, insulated place in your home, like the bathroom or the basement, where your pet can retreat when things get too loud. Show affection. Something as simple as petting your pet can help ease some stress. Use lavender oil on your dog. It has been shown to reduce anxiety. Just dab it under a dog's nose or collar. Put on some white noise while you're at home. It can help mask the harsher sounds. Experts say avoid medicating your pet and only use it as a last resort. Don't ignore your pet or expect its distress to naturally subside. Noise phobias gradually worsen for dogs. And leave your dog at home to avoid overstimulation from large crowds and noise. For more tips to help your pet this 4th of July, go to usatoday.com.